In 1636, they were triumphantly hoisted aloft for all the world to see. There are three visions here of James' benevolent rule. In one panel, James is depicted as the bringer of peace and prosperity. In the central panel, Rubens gives us James being carried to heaven as a god. In the third, he is Solomon, being offered the two crowns of England and Scotland. The banqueting house in Whitehall simply takes your breath away by the sheer cheek with which it ignores the English Channel. It's a piece of Italy transplanted into Britain. Classical columns, tall windows, the ultimate architectural lightbox designed to flood the Stuart monarchy with brilliance. It was also meant to pin any unbelievers to the floor through the heavyweight power of its muscled allegories, singing the virtues of the godlike king. So when you walked in here and you remembered that the Stuarts had described kings as little gods on earth, you realised they were not kidding. The banqueting house was Charles's absolutist dreamland. It was here that Charles could act out the grandest of his fantasies, that his three kingdoms, England, Scotland, and Ireland, were finally yoked together in harmony under the ruler who was firm but just.